The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
All right, here we go. We're talking about the idea that the Nuggets maybe get a win on top of a win, in that not only do they grab the victory in game one of the Western Conference Finals, but enough things happen down the stretch that Michael Malone was going to be able to point out a lot of things during the film session. And he thought the team had a very good film session.
I'll bet you every red penny I have that Darvin Ham would rather be up 1-0 than down 0-1. So for us to be able to watch film after a win and show all the things that we did poorly is a great situation to be in. So we have a lot to improve upon, and tomorrow night's another opportunity for us to do that.
Love it. Love it. And he's right. I mean, come on. You're up 1-0, and you played three great quarters, but you not only did you play three great quarters, which was awesome, but you made big plays down the stretch in the fourth quarter when you had to have it moments, which is big. That's a big part of how this damn thing works. And ultimately, you've got a great fourth quarter teaching tape. So, now I know that the Nuggets aren't allowed to make adjustments. So, I mean, you know, I get that. But it's a pretty good position to be in. Next on the Morning Brew, Bruce Brown, though, still aware that, the Lakers will be dangerous tonight.
Just come out with a lot of confidence. I mean, we gave them confidence. We let them back in the game. Austin Reeves got going. LeBron and AD, obviously, two great players. We're playing extremely well. But we gave them confidence. So we're going to have to come out and punch them in the mouth first.
Yeah, I'm very curious to see how the Nuggets come out and play tonight. Remember, let's go back to the Phoenix series where they looked dominant in game one against Phoenix. And then remember the next game? The game that I aptly described as a rock fight, 97-87. Yeah. Jamal Murray shot 3 for 15, including, I think, 0 for 10, 0 for 9 to start the game. So what do you expect from the Lakers tonight?
I've been thinking about that. I could see this being the exact opposite of game one. Meaning it is a rock fight based on, you know, the Lakers and the way they played down the stretch and the confidence they built doing that. So I could see them playing, you know, a really tough matchup, but eventually losing their legs. I mean, you think about when you're down by 21 and you've got to exert the kind of energy they had to exert throughout that fourth quarter, the part of the third quarter.
Constantly uphill.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Just playing uphill the whole way, especially in altitude. Man, that takes its toll on you. And it takes its toll on you. You know, I've heard people, oh, you'll acclimate better than the altitude in game two. No, you won't. My experience is it's harder. It takes really, physiologically speaking, it takes yourself 6 weeks to build up the oxygen carrying blood cell, the red blood cells, the extra red blood cells, to actually adjust to altitude. So it's actually harder to me, game two. It'll be interesting to see how their legs look, not in the first quarter. They'll have energy, they'll have adrenaline, they'll have all that stuff. How their legs look in the second half, the Lakers. Because I think they'll be whipped.
Next on the Morning Brew, I know we're focused on the Lakers, but come on, you can't help but paying attention to what's going on in the East.
Three left on the shot clock. He elevates for three. Leaned in and bounced up and in. Jimmy Butler has lost his mind. 34 points. 2 of 4 from the land of milk and honey.
Heat Radio. Heat down by 9 on the road at halftime in Boston. Come out and score 46 points in the third quarter.
Inconceivable.
They go on to beat the Celtics 123-116 to immediately take away home court advantage in game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. Let's just allow ourselves just a quick moment. We're not being jinxy cats.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you rooting for in the East?
Who am I rooting for?
Who would you rather see the Nuggets? Come on. Are you going to make me say it? Who would you rather see the Nuggets play in the NBA Finals? There, I said
Fancy.
It.
No.
Hi. There's part of me that says, hey, man, the Miami Heat are an 8 seed. You know, I mean, eventually. Boy, I tell you what, they're playing with confidence and they're playing with swagger, and Jimmy Butler's been out of his mind. I'm almost, the inconsistency of the Celtics just feels
unbelievable.
I'd rather have the inconsistency of the Celtics.
You talk about a team that just plays up and down to their competition or to the what they perceive to be the importance of the game. I mean, it's stunning. I look at it this way. I believe the Nuggets beat either team.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Jinx.
So I'd rather they play Boston. Why? Because if the Nuggets are going to win a championship, going through the Lakers and Boston, two teams, two franchises that have a combined 34 titles between them, you get your first title going up against and going through the undisputed blue blood royalty of NBA basketball. How can people not pay attention to that?
Here, by the way, the fact that you bring this up, I've already heard this. Well, the path, like, it's almost like the excuse making, well, the Nuggets path. I mean, they had the 8th seed in Minnesota. Then they got the 0-4 seed. Oh, don't, let's, revisionist history. Remember, everybody thought the 4 seed was the best team in the NBA, right?
Right.
Then they got the 4 seed. Now they're playing the 7 seed, the Lakers. And if they went to the NBA Finals and it was Miami, the 8 seed, it would be the asterisk, national media asterisk championship. Because, oh, look at their journey. I mean, it's the easiest journey in the history of the NBA Finals.
That's why I want them to play
the Celtics.
The Celtics.
Yes.
You go Lakers, Celtics, sorry. You can't diminish it. There's no way. No way. Next on the Morning Brew. I love this kid. I love this kid.
And Doyle hits it in the air to deep left center field. Way back, and it is going to land on the water truck. One run is scored. Tolley is around third. He's coming home. Triple for Brett Doyle. Popeye Doyle strikes again. 7-5, Colorado.
Who rules?
Doyle rules!
Drew coming there with a call on AT&T Sportsnet. So, Brett Doyle. Love this kid, the rookie.
Brilliant.
Homegrown. 4th-round pick back in 2019. In the Rockies' last 3 wins, including yesterday, 11-6 over Cincinnati, last 3 wins, he has gone a combined 6-for-11 with 3 home runs, a triple, a double, 6 runs scored, and 6 runs driven in.
Whatever he hits, he destroys.
I'm going to have to watch me some Brenton Doyle. I haven't watched any Brenton Doyle.
Easy power. Oh, easy power. I mean, no real effort needed with his swing. Ball just goes.
Some dudes just have pop.
Yep. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Rocky's off today. Back out on the road tomorrow. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.